This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. In Hackensack, Whippany, Hohokus 2, the folks in New Jersey are proud, because it's true, the Super Bowl's there, not in some warmer clime. East Rutherford saying, hey, it's about time. I'm joined by Greg Doyle of CBS Sports. Greg, before we get to your ironclad lock on the winner, please describe the scene in and around MetLife Stadium this week.
You just quoted from Green Eggs and Ham, and now you want me to describe the scene? There's nowhere to go but up from there, Bill. That was Dr. Seuss of you.
Thank you. That's the highest compliment anyone can pay me.
I'll tell you what. It's a sad little scene in New Jersey, and yet everybody's in New York. Nobody's in Jersey because, let's be honest, it's Jersey. And I feel bad, even as I kind of make fun of Jersey. I feel bad for Jersey because the scene in New York is very typically New York, and the scene in Jersey is very typically Jersey. Nothing's changed.
The Seattle Seahawks and the Denver Broncos were the league's two best teams during the regular season, both finished 13-3, so no surprise that each powered right through the postseason to reach the Super Bowl, right?
I mean, you look at this now, and yeah, these are the best two teams, and now it's obvious. But I remember thinking, heck, I remember telling you, I think, about 2 months ago, this will not be a chalk postseason because there are no great teams in the NFL this year. There's about seven or eight really good ones, and that's it. And these are two of the really good ones. But now that they're here, you know, Peyton Manning, record-setting guy, Richard Sherman picks off passes, and the Seahawks have a great defense. These are the two we need to see, yes.
General opinion seems to be that the Broncos have a stronger offense, the Seahawks a better defense. Is that perhaps an oversimplification?
No, sometimes the really obvious statements are obvious because they're true. And that, you know, I would love to be that guy and say, let me tell you how smart I am and tell you what's wrong with that statement. I can't do it. That, you know, the Broncos have a great offense. Peyton Manning set all kinds of records this year, all kinds of records. The Seahawks didn't set records on defense because this is not the era for anybody to set records in defense, but they were far and away the best defense in the NFL. So it's a really compelling matchup. The difference is Denver's defense is not so great. It's okay, but it's not great. Seattle's offense is very good. So if Denver's offense and Seattle's defense can have a stalemate, the edge might go to the Seattle offense.
Denver quarterback Peyton Manning has already won the Super Bowl once during his 16-year career. Does he need to win again on Sunday for purists to, you know, feel like he is really one of the very best quarterbacks in NFL history?
One of the very best, no, because he is. He's one of the very best, period. End of story. Even if they didn't get to the Super Bowl this year, he's one of the very best. But he's playing for more than that. He could be the best of all time. And he might be. You know, whatever happens Sunday really doesn't matter. He might be the best of all time. But having said that, if you are the quarterback, and the quarterback, of course, is such an integral part of the game. I mean, the most important player on the field for your team. If you're the quarterback of a Super Bowl team and your record in the Super Bowl is 1-2, you can't be the greatest of all time. Look, a lot of guys have been in the Super Bowl, great quarterbacks, and won, and certainly won more than they lost. If Peyton Manning is 1-2, his legacy will always be one of the greats, but I don't think he can be the best ever with that, no.
All right, I think it's time for you to justify your enormous public radio honorarium at this point. Who wins Super Bowl XLVIII?
That's a lot of I's.
Yeah, there'll never be any more. Three is the maximum.
I can't, you know, I can't believe we survived Super Bowl 30. I still can't believe we got past Triple X. For a week, I've been thinking Seattle's going to win this game because it's outdoors, it's cold, and that will affect Peyton Manning. Well, first of all, it's not going to snow. It's not going to be very windy. It's not even going to be that cold. And Peyton Manning now wears a glove and is good in that glove. Denver's going to score a lot of points. Denver's going to win this game.
Greg Doyle is national columnist for CBS Sports. Greg, enjoy Super Bowl weekend. And as always, thank you very much for speaking with me.
I like it on a train. I like it in a plane. I like you, Bill Littlefield.
Take care.
Okay, bye.